We truly are cousins.
Mm.
They're connected.
Wow.
And that's why it's so important to realize that the universe outside your brain is not what you think it is. For example, at night when you look at the sky, it's completely dark, right?
Mm-hmm.
For you, it's dark. But actually, universe is not dark. It's bright, even at night. But we do not have receptors for some other wavelengths. And because we do not have the receptors, we think that it's dark.
Mm.
Now, let's go back. For example, in a cave. In a cave, sometimes you see thousands of bats. They are sleeping. Full silence and darkness. But for you, it's full silence. And for you, it's full darkness. Because you do not have the proper receptors. For bats, they are singing, they are talking to each other, they are making noises. Unbelievable, they are singing. But for us, it's full silence and darkness, but not for them, because actually they have this capability to see in darkness.
Mm.
That's why it's so important to realize that the universe is not what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is for you, whatever it is. Mm. Now, in science, we try to use laws to discover them so we can describe them. So we can describe these observations. So we can decode them if you want. But it's so important to realize that one, number one, we are all fabricated by the same four letters, the nucleotides. Insects, fish, human beings, plants, trees. No difference. Life started about 4 billion years ago. 4 billion years ago. Only unicellular for millions of years. For millions of years. You and I, we are recent, became on Earth about 100,000 years ago.
Hmm.
If we go back about 200,000 or 300,000 years ago, our ancestors were called Homo sapiens archaic, old.
Mm-hmm.
If we forget about them and we come back to Homo sapiens sapiens, you and I, your listeners, it goes back to 100,000 years ago. But you have to realize that life has been there way before us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at an insect can also get angry.
Mm.
An insect can also think.
Mm-hmm.
An insect can also be revengeist. I'm sure you have seen it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That you bother an insect, it disappears and comes back after a few minutes with 40 other insects going after you. So nothing really came on Earth with humans.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes because of being selfish, we think that everything came with us. Even love existed before us. Ambitions existed before us. Motherhood, mm-hmm. sacrifice
mm-hmm.
existed before us. And still you can see it. For example, a sea lion easily is willing to stop eating and drinking if you take away her baby.
Mm-hmm.
Refuses to eat or to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Or routinely we see, for example, dolphins attacking sharks to save their friends, mm-hmm. knowing that they have no chance, but to give them a chance to escape.
Mm-hmm.
Sacrifice and love. Love, you see it all the time. So, and we are not the only species with culture. Mm-hmm. In biology, culture, it means transfer of knowledge without using the genes.
Mm-hmm.
It means you have to do an effort to teach it to somebody else or to the next generation. You do not use your genes to transfer the data.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that with elephants, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Elephants are just magnificent.
Mm.
Or funeral, the ceremony, when they lose one of them.
Wow.
They just don't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Elephants just magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
They go around the dead body. Mm-hmm. And suddenly all of them together, they start to tap their legs on the ground.
Mm.
To cry, we cry.
Wow.
Elephants, they tap their legs.
Mm.
Or, for example, orca in the oceans. To cry, they sing.
Mm.
And each has its own song, which is magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's so fascinating is that elephants, after a few months, they come back where they left the body.
Mm.
They cover the body with branches and leaves. They come back and they do it again.
Mm.
Maybe it's telling each other that we didn't forget the lost one.
Mm-hmm.
We're still thinking about you. So it's so important to know that nothing came on earth with us. But humans have this opportunity to take each of them to a different level. And there is only one way to do it. To understand the nature, to be respectful, to realize that it took billions of years for us to be here. So it's so important to be grateful. Everything was there for billions of years. You're going to be on Earth for a few decades, if you're lucky. And then after you're gone, it will continue for billions of years, and we won't be there. So you're going to be there for a short period of time. And in science, going back to your first question, natural laws. We desperately, really, we work so hard to try to describe our observations, principles, decode what we see, the patterns, for example. So up to now, we have been very successful. For example, we know the Newton's law. We know force. We know gravitation. We know space-time. We know quantum physics, for example. We know thermodynamics. These are all laws. And they're impeccable. Laws are impeccable. They do not accept deviations, basically. And then we try to make them shorter and shorter. And to do that, we use mathematics. We try to describe them with formulas, if you want. So going back to what you said about nature and the fact that you are so connected to nature, we can learn so much from the nature. But we, first of all, you have to realize that universe is not what you think it is. And you have to be respectful to that. So don't expect another animal to see the universe the way you do. And quite often we try to communicate with them using our own language. That's sad, really. We always try to communicate with other species using our own language. Universe is so magnificent. Nature, I mean, that is so magnificent. And I said that, you know, in our universe, it started about 14 billion years ago. It started from nothing, but from a scientific point of view, that nothing was not really nothing. It was free of anything you can imagine. But it wasn't completely nothing. Whatever you can imagine was not there. Now, it doesn't mean that there was nothing prior to that. And it doesn't mean that there is no other universe. Actually, we believe that if we do have other universes, the number of those universes also is beyond our imagination. For example, our galaxy is a very small one. To go from this side to the other side of our galaxy with the speed of light, it would take about 100,000 years. But still, we call it a small one. But within this small galaxy, we have 200 billion suns. The sun that you look every morning, if it's not cloudy, is just one of them. It has 200 billion sisters. But if you go to another galaxy, bigger than ours, for example, easily you can find 1 trillion suns. 1 trillion. And some of them are thousands of times bigger than our sun. Bigger than this one. Now, when you look at the sky, you see lots of stars. And don't forget, the universe is not what you think it is. Many of those stars actually are dead. Only now you get to see their lights. Only now you get to see them, but they don't exist anymore. The same way that every time you see a sunrise, for example, you're about 8 minutes late. It takes 8 minutes for the photon to get to your eye. Yeah, so it's so important to realize that the world outside your brain is not what you think it is. Or for example, you look at a table, you think it's red because you do have receptors for that wavelength. But a cat may see it a different color, may see it brown. Or a dog may see it differently. So that's also fascinating that from a scientific point of view, you do not see two entities exactly the same. Impossible. Even two apples. Even two trees. Each has its own character. Each has its own personality, if you want. Each has its own ID, if you want. But anyhow, we can go even farther than that when it comes to our observations.
Yes.
So in science, we can really trust. That's the good news. We cannot trust our observations. We cannot trust our interpretations. We cannot. I told you, for example, your brain is going to tell you that smells really good, but it may be awful because your brain is going to interpret it that way because the way your receptors are set. But for a dog, maybe the worst, awful smell. And for another animal, maybe there is no smell at all, actually, nothing. The same way in that cave that we could not see in that darkness.
Yes.
Or at night, we think that the universe is dark, and it's not. We just cannot catch it, we cannot see it, basically. So, but in science, we can trust.
Yes.
Science is our best achievement, if you want, really.
Well, Doctor, that was so fascinating, so, like...
amazing.
It's like surgery or opening our brains to realities that we don't even know exist. And it's just such an amazing talent you have, the way you explain things and open us up and get us ready to, like, explore the reality. I like what you said is, you know, we're almost like blind in a way in some of our senses. And it's really good to explore these things and get our minds in tuned. And we're really looking forward to hearing from you again and getting some more of your knowledge and sharing with us, with ourselves here and across the world, because we have world listeners to our program, and we just really appreciate you for spending some of your time and sharing some of the knowledge that you've learned and helping us all to become better human beings and species on this world, so we can all live together with the rest of the species and become in tune and just live more positive and have a greater experience in our short times here on this world.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being with you.
Okay. Thank you so much. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon. And just again, very much love to you and respect. And it was an honor and a privilege to have you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Feel the same. Thank you.
Thank you. So much.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, we're back, and man, that was so powerful. I was just going through it again, listening, and just so tremendous. And I can't wait to hear get him back on here again.
When I contacted Dr. Nosari, Dr. Hessam Nosari, he generously accepted. We continue to have another interview with him that I will set it up as soon as I contact him with his very busy schedule. And on air and publicly, I would like really appreciate on the behalf of the team of Free Voices his knowledge, his empowering us, you know, and bring his humanity and made the changes in the world. Thank you very much, Dr. Hessam Nosari.
Yes, beautiful. We're going to continue on with our program and we'll be right back.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
All right, we're back. And coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC. But we're going to play his song of the week for us. And it's from U2. And the song is called Beautiful Day. So have a listen. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
The heart is a blue.
And that was U2 and their song Beautiful Day, and that was the song of the week, Ishkwait Shakhlach, my brother from Gwaishkina, BC. For people out there that don't know him, he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer stage 4, the big forest fires and flooding of about 5 years ago now. And so he's a big inspiration for me and many other people that know him. And it's always great to have him to come on and share with us. And thank you for joining, Shkwaisht. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing as well as I can.
Great.
Still alive, still breathing, not wanting to join our father so soon.
Yeah. And it really is such a beautiful day down here. We have the sunshine out. It's nice and mild. And the lyrics of that song, man, are so powerful. I really enjoyed it. So we thank you for always sharing some beautiful songs and music and inspiring us. And today we have our subject, and it's on the importance of sport. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Sport. I figure sport has just become to the natives of the Americas in the last 300-400 years, it's become more of a, well, it's always been a community based thing. But most of our sports here in the Americas was blood sport. sure, we had teams, but our missions were to permanently eliminate the other team. And, I'm pretty sure most of us have watched, The Road to El Dorado? The cartoon from Disney.
Oh yeah.
And before the two European boys showed up, the losing team of the sport were to be executed, sent to the creator's land. But that was all social. For the teammates, and that's building friendships, building ties. It's really community based. Not all sports are blood sports. We've got track and field. It's all competitive. At the same time, you make friends from other teams in track and field and all that. And, if you start sports, now we do in modern times, break from grade school, eh? So we're learning skills. We're becoming more confident with ourselves, you know, if we're making a little progress in actually participating, you know, not just to get a participation ribbon, but actually, you know, getting out on the field or whatever the playing field is.
You know,
not being a bench warmer.
you can't
build community being a bench warmer.
Yeah. Your insights remind me of, you know, human growth. As we're all growing in this world, and this is what we want as humans, is to grow more independent and also become better human beings. And that's what it's all about in our short lifespan here. So, it's great to have part of your, what helped you survive everything and what made you tick through all the afflictions that you came through, and just your knowledge and wisdom is something special that we always look forward to. I do anyway, and many other people, I'm sure, too. So we really appreciate you to come on and share and give us some insights.
Yeah, you know, you can't be in sports without being without having positivity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't be sad, Zach. Depressed.
That's for sure.
Positivity. Mm-hmm. It's always, you know, I harp on that. It's always positivity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my thoughts on sport.
Beautiful.
Sport.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're always looking forward to hearing your songs and your insights. And we're wishing you well in your recovery, and can't wait for you to come back soon.
Yeah, sounds good and positive. I think you guys there at the station, you guys behind the mics, the guys in the background, and the listeners here and abroad, I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Okay, well, we're going to have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Kwait Shaklak from Gwaishkina, BC. And we're going to continue on our show. And next we'll be hearing from Charlotte. And
yes.
We're going to play her song. It's a shorter song, so we have enough time to do it. So we got a 12-string bass, and this is from Charles Barthode. So have a listen, enjoy. We'll be right back. that down, and we're going to get the thoughts of insights of Charlotte from the production of Call Me Negotiator.
Hello. Yeah, first of all, thank you for having me. And I know today we're talking about sports, and I'm absolutely a sport lover. I do rock climbing, and I do running, and I do yoga, a lot of things. I used to do like Aikido, not to mention like play badminton, something like that, right? So I think one thing that I love is that the exercise or workout does help us to release dopamine and help us to adjust our mood. So if I felt depressed in the valley time of my life, I thought doing exercise and workout is an immediate way to help us. It's even better, at least to me, than talking to a therapist. So yeah, like I love it, and I definitely encourage this kind of activities.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's pretty pretty great to get into sports for that type of stimulation and getting you on track, getting your mind into a positive space, and and also I like the chemical that you can we can build in ourselves just through the teamwork and winning. And it doesn't always have to be winning, just having a great time with great people. So yeah, thank you for sharing, and
thank you.
So we also thank Lady Faima for all her teamwork in bringing us some really valuable achievers and people. So big shout out to Lady Faima.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Yes. And so we're going to wind down our show, and thank you all for joining us on Free Voices. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices here at CJSF 90.1 FM. And we're going to end our show with some Black Circle Right. And coming next up next will be Charlotte and Call Me Negotiator, and also the art show with Jacob. Thank you for joining us. Bye for now.
Bye-bye, everyone.